Daf Dalet, we left off yesterday talking about the order that the Chachamim would go before going to war. And now we said that they would go to Achitofel to ask advice. And now we're saying that they would go to the Sanhedrin and then they would go to consult the Urim V'Tumim. So the pasuk talks about Ben Eliyahu Ben Yehoyada, which is an allusion to going to the Sanhedrin. Then they would go to Eviatar, which is an allusion to the Urim V'Tumim. And the pasuk calls the Urim V'Tumim Karsi U'Palsi. So why does it use those words to describe the Urim V'Tumim? Because Karsi, because they render their words precisely, and Palsi, because they're wondrous in their words. So that's the description of the Urim V'Tumim. And only after all this does the pasuk say that they went to Yoav, the general, to go to war. So Reb Zeira says that really both David and Moshe knew when Chatzos was. So why did David have that harp if he knew when Chatzos was? Because he still needed his alarm clock to wake him up. So why did Moshe say Kechatzos? It's not because he didn't know when Chatzos was. It's because he didn't want the astrologers in Mitzrayim to make a mistake and say that Moshe is a liar because they might have been mistaken. And that's why Mark comes in and says that really you should train yourself to say, I don't know, when people ask you questions, so that you will never get caught in a lie. And the other answer is really Moshe was talking to Bnei Israel at night of the 13th into the 14th in the middle of the night. And he said that Hashem is going to come tomorrow at Chatzot, Kechatzot of tonight. That just like tonight I'm talking about Chatzot, so too at this time tomorrow Hashem is going to come. So David calls himself a chassid in the pasuk, and Levi and Rabbi Yitzchak have two different explanations of why he's a chassid. One says that David is a chassid because all the other kings sleep until the third hour, and David wakes up at chatzot at night, and he's learning and davening, and that's why he's a chassid. And the other one says that David is a chassid because all the kings sit in their kavod, and their honor, and their glory, and David gets his hands dirty all day by judging the blood of Nida and miscarriages and all these things to be able to permit women to their husbands to not be tame. And the other thing is that David also, every ruling that he made, he would run it by Mephibosheth, his Rebbe, to make sure that it was the correct ruling, and he wasn't embarrassed even when Mephibosheth would tell him he was wrong. And we said that his name is not really Mephibosheth, but rather it's Ishbosheth. And the reason that he was called Mephibosheth is because he would always embarrass David and Halacha. Because David just took this and he would still go to Mephibosheth to ask if he was giving the right Halacha, David had this chus that he had Kilav as his son. And Rabbi Yochanan comes in and says that his name is not Kilav, but rather his name was Daniel. And the reason that he was called Kilav was because he embarrassed Mephibosheth in Halacha. And that's why Shlomo praises Kilav, his brother, his half-brother, that he was able to answer Mephibosheth's halachic attacks on David. So now I ask a question. Does David really call himself a chassid? But we bring in a pasuk of Lulei Amanti Lerut B'Tov Hashem that Rabbi Yossi explains the reason that there are dots on the word lulei is because David knew that tzaddikim get rewarded in Olam Haba, but he wasn't sure if he would get rewarded like all other tzaddikim. So how could he call himself a tzaddik? So really, he was just worried that maybe he had sinned. And this is just like Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi explains that Yaakov was still scared of Esav, even after Hashem said that he would be with him and protect him. So why was he scared if he knew he had Hashem's protection? So he was worried that he sinned. And now we compare this we bring in a comparison between the first time Bnei Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael with Yoshua and the second time they came in to Eretz Yisrael with Ezra. And we said that just like they had Nisim when they came into Eretz Yisrael in the first time with Yoshua, they should have had Nisim the second time they came in with Ezra. But they didn't because they sinned. So we're going back to the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said that the Chachamim say until Chatzos. So who do the Chachamim hold like? If they hold like Rabbi Elazar, that's the time that people are going to sleep. And we know that because he says until the end of the first Ashmura, which is an earlier time, because he holds that the nightly Kriya Shema can only be said at a time that people are going to sleep. So if the Chachamim hold like Rabbi Elazar, then they should say like Rabbi Elazar. And if the Chachamim are holding like Rabban Gamliel, which is the time that people are asleep, and that's why he gives us until dawn, because that's the time that people are generally sleeping, then the Chachamim should say like Rabban Gamliel. So really they hold like Rabbi Gamliel, but the reason they say Chatzos is so that to distance the person from sinning, so that you're not going to come home and then you're going to eat, drink, and maybe you'll sleep, and then you're going to totally forget and you're going to sleep through the night and you're not going to daven or say Kriya Shema like you had planned. Rather, the Chachamim want you to go straight to shul, you can learn a little bit, and then you should daven and say Kriya Shema, and then you can go home. And if you don't listen to the Chachamim, you're Chayav Misa. You're You're liable for the death penalty. So why do we say here Chayav Misa if you don't follow the words of the Chachamim and nowhere else? Two answers. Either because the urge to go to sleep is really strong, so we want to make sure you don't do it, or to contradict the opinion that says that Marev is a Reshus, and it's to teach us that no, really, it's a Chayav, it's something you have to do. So the fact that we said before, Kore Kriyashma Mispal, that you should say Kriyashma and then David, this supports Rabbi Yochanan, who says that if you're Somech Ge'ula L'Tfila, that you have to connect your Kriya Shema directly to Shemona Esrei. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says, no, really, the way that Shema works in the day is it's not that you say Shema and then Shemona Esrei at both Minyanim. Rather, the Shema should be sandwiching your Shemona Esrei. Meaning in the morning, you say Shema and then Shemona Esrei. And then at night, you say Shemona Esrei and Shema. He switches the night so that you can have Shema sandwiching your day. And we said that this machlokas can either be in logic or it can be a pasuk. If it's logic, then the logical argument is that Rabbi Yochanan says that when they were leaving Mitzrayim, there was a geula at night, there was a redemption at night in Mitzrayim with Magz Bechoros, but the main one was really in the morning, but there was still one at night, and therefore we need to be somech geula letfila at night also. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says, no, really, the main geula was in the morning. The night was not a real geula. They were taken out of Yetzias Mitzrayim in the morning. So therefore, we only need to do smicha in the morning. And if it's an argument in the pasuk would be b'shich b'chav k'mecha, and you're waking, and you're going to sleep, and you're waking up. Rabbi Yochanan says that the night is the same as the morning. Just like in the morning, we're somech geula l'tfila, so too at night, you have to be somech geula l'tfila. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, same pasuk, and he says, yeah, the night is like the morning. Just like in the morning, that Kriya Shema is closest to bed, meaning it's closest to the time that you wake up. So to at night, your Kriya Shema should be closest to bed, meaning closest to the time that you're going to go to sleep. So therefore, he says to say it after Shemona Esrei. So Mar Bereid Ravina asks his question. But at night, we know that you have to say two brachos before and a bracha after Kriya Shema, meaning you have to say Hashkivenu after saying Kriya Shema, and that's between Shemona Esrei. So how can you ever be so mechi ulel tefila? So really, it's one long tefillah that was instituted by Chachamim of Geula, and since it's one long tefillah, it's still considered Somech Geula L'Tefillah. And that's how we understand that Rabbi Yochanan requires saying Hashem Sivatai Tiftach before Shemona Esrei and Yulu Ratzon after Shemona Esrei, and we would have a problem, because Hashem Sivatai Tiftach would break up the connection between Kriya Shema and Shemona Esrei. So we said that since the Chachamim instituted Hashem Sivatai Tiftach, it's considered like it's all one long tefillah, and therefore it's still connected to Shemona Esrei. Here too, the Hashkivenu is considered one long Geula, and therefore connected to the Shemona Esrei. So Reb Lezer says in the name of Rav Avina, that we should, if you say Ashrei three times a day, you're going to go to Olam Haba. And why? What's so special about Ashrei? We try to figure out. If it's because it has the Aleph Beis, that it goes in order of the Aleph Beis, then you should say Perek Kuf Yud Tes, which has every letter eight times. If it's because it says Poseach Es Yadecha, which is a great pasuk, then we should say the Prakim and Tehillim of Halal Agadol, which says Nosem Lechem L'chol Basar, which is an even better pasuk. So what's the reason that it's so great? Because it has both the Aleph Beis and Poseach Es Yadecha. So Rabbi Yochanan says, why is there no Nun in Ashrei? The letter Nun never starts off the sentence. Because the Nun is a hint to the Nefila, the downfall of Bnei Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they explained this pasuk a little bit more optimistically, and they said that the pasuk that talks about the Nefila of Eretz Yisrael, really it's saying that Bnei Yisrael will get up and they'll fall no more. But really, the way that we were understanding it before is that it's just talking about the downfall of Bnei Yisrael. So, but David still came in and he said, Someach Hashem l'chol ha'noflim, Hashem will support all the downfallen to take into account these people that the downfallen Bnei Yisrael. And he said this with Ruach HaKodesh. So Rebbe Lezer Bar Avina, in the name of Rebbe Avina, comes in and says that Michal is greater than Gavriel, because the pasuk says that Michal can fly with one flight, and it says that Gavriel flies in two flights. And we said that, again, another braisa supports this, that says that Michal flies in one flight, Gavriel in two flights, Eliyahu takes four flights, and the Malach HaMavis takes eight flights. So since Michal can fly in one, takes Gavriel two, it shows that Michal was better. So Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says that you have to say Kriya Shema in bed, even if you already said it in Shul, and Rabbi Yossi brings in the pasuk to support this.